Die groot trek saam Dopie Nina Weksa tussen 3 en 6.
En ek gaan definitief 'n vibe wees in die ateljee vandag. Will Lindley saam met ons op die groot trek vanmiddag en man, Will, we've been waiting for this day for very long now. And me and Nina have spoken about it because we play all of your music quite regularly. And then we're like, when is Will here? Because he's touring the world, you're absolutely everywhere, but you're never here. So welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. How are you guys?
No, we're good.
Very well.
We're good.
Especially now that you're here.
Come on.
Can we sort something out just before we get started with the rest of the interview? Because for Afrikaans people, when we have to say too many words together, then it are very difficult to pronounce certain stuff.
Yeah.
Now, with Will Lindley and all the L's in the middle, can we call you Winley?
You know what? I was earlier today, I was doing some rehearsals for something, and I've just become Willy to everyone. They're like, really? Willy, where are you, Willy? And I'm like, Willy? Okay, I guess I'm Willy now. But listen,
you'll
if you
want to
go
it.
Willingly, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, whatever is better for the Afrikaans people.
What do your close friends go to? Will.
Just hit me with the Will.
They're English.
Willy.
Or Willy. Jy kan Willy say me.
Willy, vir die Afrikaanse mense.
Vir die Afrikaanse mense. Dis
Willy
Lindley.
Willy Lindley.
Op Groot FM. I like that. Well, so take us back, bro. Your musical journey. It all started with a bit of a bang and a bit of a craze.
But before that, I saw there's some classical training in your childhood.
Oh, crazy. We're throwing it back.
That is so cute.
Yeah, listen, my high school days, I was studying music. As like it was one of the subjects that I took to matric, and so the instrument that I took was my voice, and so for like final exams and stuff, you have to do like one German song, one Italian song, one Irish folk song, one like non-classical song, so it would be from like a theater show or something, you know. So it very much has been in my training and has just been in my life since I was a kid. And then when COVID hit, I had all this time on my hands and was writing and making music and making songs and started putting on social media, and one thing led to another, and hey, fast forward like 3 years and here we are. Hey,
amazing.
Bob's your uncle, eh?
So, Bob's your uncle.
So who growing up was your like inspiration?
Luciano Pavarotti.
Couldn't have said it better.
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, guys, you are nail on the head.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran was a big one. Just in his songwriting, in his ability to just sell a song, get people involved. I remember watching him when I went on exchange to Nashville when I was 16 and saw him playing in an arena there. It was one of the coolest concerts in my life. It was so cool. So from that moment, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to be like Ed.
You want to be that guy. So you went to Nashville like just the other day.
Just the other day, 8 years ago.
But 8 years ago.
When
so you
16.
Haven't been back since.
Well, actually, I lie. I was there.
Don't come in with your lies.
Sorry, guys.
Winley.
You're Winley. Catching me. Jeez. No, I was. I played a show there.
Yes.
Just recently on a tour. So you are right. I completely blanked. But yes. Was recently back there. Yeah.
So how was that? Like you see your younger self standing there, looking at Ed Sheeran in Nashville, and now you're there playing a show. What did that feel like? Well, you can't remember it, so I don't know if it was that great.
No. It was epic. It was unbelievable. I think. It's stepping stones, you know. I think a lot of the time in music, you kind of feel like you have to be, I don't know, at the achievement level and at the big shows and whatever. But you forget that you gotta like step on the next stone that's just in front of you. And so going and playing these shows in Nashville was amazing. We did Nashville, we did Chicago, we did Boston, New York, DC.
LA.
Jeez, that's
not
cool.
LA on this run.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's like crazy.
Is it a Will Lindley tour?
It was a Will Lindley tour, and then we ended it with playing at Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago.
Oh wow,
which was insane.
But that means that some international management got a hold of you and said, listen, we want to make you part of the festival. Or how does that work?
Yeah, so my management team are all based in LA, and I have booking agents who are my American booking agents, and then I'll have European booking agents, and then I have my South African.
Calm yourself down, son. Yeah, so fancy with.
Very
listen,
fancy.
It's become a bigger thing than I ever anticipated. So I take it as it comes, but it's been amazing and such fun. You know, it's really cool.
Wel, ons gaan nou verder met Willy Gesels. Willy Lindley, hier op die groot trek. Willy Lindley, saam met ons in die huis. Your name's going to stick.
You'll forever Willie. Be yeah. Willie. Yeah,
you can Willie Lindley wees as a go.
I won't argue. I can't argue with that.
Well, so just tell me quickly, because we saw you live in concert just down the road here when you were opening for One Republic. Now, obviously, Ryan Tedder being one of the best songwriters, probably after Ed Sheeran in the world, you writing a lot of your own music. Did you ask him like to give you a few pointers? How do you keep, you know, getting out the hits one after the other?
I just said, hey, Rye, my bra, chat to me. No, I didn't even meet them.
Really?
No.
Yes, that must have sucked.
But no, I can also understand it. It's like they, one of the biggest bands in the world, they come to South Africa for two shows. They, Ryan's one of the most busy dudes ever. They literally, like, I saw, when I played in Cape Town, I got off stage and they arrived in a van, put in their in-ears and walked onto stage and played the show. Finished their show, walked right off into the van, drove away.
Because they
like that busy.
They did that here in Pretoria as well, where as soon as the show finished, hey guys, listen, it's been real. We're jetting out of here.
Yeah.
And they had to get to the airport.
Not even an encore.
Exactly.
Didn't they even just give you like a little phone call or a WhatsApp voice note? Hey, Will, thanks for everything.
He was very kind. In on the first night in Pretoria, he gave me a shout out on stage, which is very sweet. Like, you don't need to do that. And then the second night, he was about to go into his thing to say thanks to Will for opening. And then there was this really sweet little girl who was watching a concert for the very first time and had a sign. She stole my thunder.
Oh, and then
he spoke to her and I was like, oh,
little
gosh.
Girl.
No, I'm joking. But yeah, so, I mean, listen, he gave me a shout out or two and
that's nice.
All you can ask for. It's very sweet, especially from guys of that caliber.
So tell me a little bit more about your music. We know you've got the classical background and all of that, but when you're writing songs, obviously you're writing songs that people love, but where does this come from? Because you're still a young guy, you know, is it life experience? Did you have a lot of heartbreaks in high school?
Well, you know, sometimes it's personal experience and sometimes it's life experience. Sometimes I've just got a concept and an idea that I want to write about, and then it's about trying to figure out how best do I craft this song to be the song that I want it to be. But a lot of the songs are like personal experience, and it's just a helpful way to like process emotions and feelings.
Shame, was die meisies lelik met jou? Now they're probably biting their tongues. They're like, damn.
Ja, ek sê jy, Kaapstad Duyfies is 'n ander Duyfies.
Maybe I need to move to Pretoria.
Yeah, it's much easier. Die
girls hier
is baie nice,
boere meisies. Ja. Maar ek kan nie Afrikaans praat. My Afrikaans is baie sleg. Ek moet sê,
kan jy dit verstaan?
Ek kan dit verstaan beter as ek kan praat.
Okay.
Ek was in 'n koshuis in university.
Ja.
Ja. So baie Afrikaans.
O, regtig? Was jy die enigste Engelsman daar?
Literally. the only one.
What were you studying?
I was studying BCom International Business.
Okay. Did you finish it? No.
Nee.
No.
Ek het
you took off.
A dropout.
Now you've got other people doing your business and you're just doing your music.
Yeah. I try.
The only dropping Willie is doing now is
singles.
Dropping singles.
Hey, that's my guy. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Come on.
So, listen, would you mind playing a little something first? Because we haven't had the opportunity of hearing you live. I mean, this is our own little acoustic show. And tomorrow you've got a show here close to Silver Lake, so guys can go out. But, I mean, those tickets are probably sold out already. So, would you mind playing a little something?
100%. So, this is a song called Blame. I released it at the beginning of the year. And it's about a breakup. And feeling just all the weight that came with that.
Okay.
And basically saying, if you need someone to blame, you can blame me.
Oh.
Look at me, hurting you. Tears are falling from your eyes. How did you know that heartbreak's such a heavenly shade of blue, gorgeous even when you cry. I hate that you won't see this coming. Was only gonna bring you down. I didn't wanna make you drown. Well, maybe one day we can work it out. Yeah. Do what you gotta do to get over me and you. If you gotta hate me, I can take the blame. Baby, you can walk away. Say the things you need
say, I can take the blame. Baby, it's a walk away. Say the thing you need to say, I can take the blame. Bags are packed, bridges burned, go ahead and make it hurt. 'Cause I'm not in your happy ever after. I'm a disaster. If I don't leave right now, I won't only let you down. Oh baby, do what you gotta do to get over me and you. If you gotta hate me, I can take the blame. Baby, it's walk away. Say the thing you need to say. I can take the blame. Baby, it's walk away. Say the thing you need to say. I can take the blame. Oh, I can take the blame. Baby, I can take the blame. Oh, I can take the blame. I can take the blame.
Hey! Dames en here, Willy. He's on Groot FM 90.5.
For the eerste keer live in studio.
We need to get you back more often, man.
Hey, I want to come back more often.
Yeah, I think you'll fit right in. There's a little spot for you to hang out not too far from here as well. But it's like Hazelwood. Hazelwood.
Yeah.
It's quite a vibe. I think you'll schmark it.
Tell me about Hazelwood.
It's got a bit of a Cape Town feel with all these little restaurants close to each other.
Okay.
You know, Oaks are doing the craft thing and everything you Oaks are used to. You know, it's craft coffees and craft beers and craft pizza and everything you can put craft in front of.
That's it there.
Yeah.
No fair.
Yeah, you can even get a sale of nice car keys there.
Yeah?
When was the last time you went the bush? Or is that not your vibe?
I love the bush.
Really?
Yo, but the last time I went to like 4 years ago.
Really? Yeah. Because it's so far from Cape Town. Do you surf?
Yeah. Well, I just started surfing.
Oh, really?
Basically, it was like this whole desire of mine because music was my procrastination technique from not studying.
Yeah.
And then I did really badly in university. And then when music became like my everything and the thing that I did, I needed to find something else that was going to bring me joy and like excitement that I didn't need to try be the very best at it. Like music, I feel like, oh no, I need to keep working and oh, that song's not good enough. Oh, sometimes I can beat myself up like that. But I needed to find something that I could just genuinely be.
Just do. Yeah.
And surfing has become that. And it's been so much fun. It's so epic. You guys should surf.
I've tried. You know what's really hard for me is like the lying and the swimming. That swimming is hard.
That's
and
tough.
But yeah, the rest is fun.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the technique obviously comes in.
It's a good vibe.
So with all of your traveling, I just want to find out now.
Yes.
You've been to so many places.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes go there, Limpopo side, by the farms, see the ooms in their khakis coming out to a Willy show?
Not really. We once? No, not really. Not really, actually.
We must send you that sign.
Yeah. We did Bethlehem once at a cherry fest.
In the Free State.
That's Free State.
In the Free State. Yeah. That's not like Limpopo, but like more Free State.
Yeah.
And that was interesting as well.
Yeah, very cool. And it's beautiful country that.
Yeah,
stunning.
No, gorgeous. Yeah.
What's the best place you've traveled to with your music?
South Africa.
South Africa and Internash.
Internash or South Africa?
No, you can choose in both. One in South Africa and one Internash.
Okay. Some of the most beautiful like countryside was like Northern Free State.
It is Bethlehem,
just gorgeous.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Also, I love like...
But you live in the most beautiful place in the world.
I love Cape Town.
That's so unfair.
I can't complain there. Internationally... one of my favorite shows that I've ever played was a show in Amsterdam. We did a show there.
I wonder why,
Or Dublin.
Dublin's lovely.
Yeah. Dublin's epic. And they're also sweet. We did a show. We did 450 people. And it was so amazing. And everyone's so sweet and kind. They're like, oh, yo, Royt, laddie, hello. You're like, hello, yo, what's up? You know, it's just amazing.
You know what the weirdest thing is about Ireland? We've got some friends in Irish radio that we speak to and Scottish radio. And they're always so sweet. But then you literally just hop on like a 45-minute flight and you're in England. And it's totally different people.
They're very sad.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are.
Yeah, I was about to say, the thing is, I feel like I haven't had that experience with people in England. I feel like everyone in England is really sweet.
Yeah, but it's because you're English. Go there and speak a little bit of Afrikaans English.
No, they look at you. Really?
Yeah.
I don't agree with you necessarily having lived there myself.
Yeah, but you're a girl. That's different.
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years.
No way.
Yeah, but yonder years ago, I think before you were born.
No way. No chance.
But anyway, so I love England and I love the people there. Maar dis nou seker wat omdat jy met 'n slegte houding gaan.
Ja, ek daag daarop met my bad attitude, so dan kry ek bad vibes terug.
Yeah. Wanneer het jy by England gegaan?
Ek was daar so 8 jaar terug.
O,
ja.
Okay.
And I somehow not go back there. Also, what is that other place?
Oh, but you see, he's got problems with international people because now he's got something against the Turkish, he's got something against the French. So I think he must not just stay here in Pretoria for the rest of his life.
I've never been to Turkey, so I can't ask.
Don't go there.
Really?
No,
it's a horrible place.
What if I want a hair transplant?
Listen, with that full head of hair that you have, you're not going to need one.
I don't know if you can disclose this on air. Do you vape?
No.
Okay, so you've got no problems going to Turkey, so you're fine.
Wait. Do you use deodorant?
Do I use deodorant?
Yes. You can't go to Turkey.
Why?
No, because they'll confiscate your liquids and you're going to smell like a rat's poop in your
Why didn't you just buy deodorant when you were there?
No,
deodorant wasn't the problem. It was liquids that you can travel with.
Liquid. It was... He was on the wrong. He was in the wrong.
Yes.
His vape liquid was more than 100 ml. So they wouldn't let him take it through customs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is law.
Yeah,
it's
that's
federal
normal. That's
law.
Everywhere you go.
They took the auntie behind me's deodorant because it was 120 ml as well. It was an infinite fruit bottle.
So he's moaning now because I took his vape juice and he couldn't vape anymore.
That is rough.
I was very glad.
Wow. I'm sorry for your
loss. Let me tell you. Yeah, don't go to Turkey. It is not the place for you. Listen, people are loving your music. They're loving hearing you here on Pretoria Radio's. All around the capital city.
Come on.
So, we're going to have to get you back more often, but we're going to have to acclimatize you to our weather and everything because it's a lot different up here. It's hotter, right?
It's
compared
warm.
To Cape Town.
It's drier. That's nice.
Not the sense of humus. The sense of humus are not dry.
The sense of humus is...
They're lekker.
It's lekker.
Yeah.
So, ons is nou terug. Will het vir ons nog 'n liedjie. Ons gaan nog lekker chatsies. Ons het nog 'n halfuur om te gaan.
Ja. Willie Lindley is saam met ons in die ateljee vandag. Ek het ons gesê dit gaan stik.
Ja.
I kind of like it. Mm. Ek gaan dit my life mission maak om vir Will... full bloed Afrikaans man te maak.
Jy moet vir my Afrikaanse Pretoria girlfriend kry.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's gonna work.
That's the fastest
and some
way.
Khaki shorts.
I'm gonna get you claim
the short
very
one.
Claim.
The tight ones.
Yeah, can.
The vice of flesh.
Will you wear it?
That's it. I have to play like Afrikaans is groot or something like that.
Yes,
you know, like and then I'll wear them once then. Yeah. You know, with some fellies.
Just promise me if you get a pair of fellies and those short shorts that you are gonna do a show in them.
I don't know if that's a promise I can make, but it is like a
dream.
I'm open to it, you know.
Okay.
If it's the right show, it has to be in Pretoria.
Yes.
And you have to be there because now you're not coming to the
Cape
show
Town.
Tomorrow.
It must be Cape Town.
No.
You must be joining like Kirstenbosch or something.
I want to be part of the people.
You will.
They might
in
just
Cape Town.
Stone him in Cape Town.
Yeah,
in Cape Town,
I won't be able to play another show there anymore.
We're trying to take the fashion sense to Cape Town, you know, and make short shorts a thing there. Because when I go to Cape Town, people always look at me funny.
Why?
Because my boots are too court.
Yeah.
No, your shorts that you were wearing today were perfectly fine.
No, these are my long shorts.
Are those your long shorts?
Yeah, these are not my partaki shorts. Yeah,
so those shorts are really short.
Jeez, those aren't your party shorts.
You know? Short shorts.
So, goodness me. Will's the grootste fan het die ge-WhatsApp and he asked if you be willing to play Gracie.
100%.
Oh, yes. Please.
Gracie is my favorite song.
Oh, is it?
Of your own?
Of my own.
Yeah.
I'm a little biased, you know.
Yeah.
So tell us about Gracie.
Gracie, ever since I was a little kid,
yeah,
I've always wondered who I'm going to marry one day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just me, maybe it is, but I've been obsessed with the idea of who this person could be. Because at some point in my life, someone's going to come in that just like flips my world upside down.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the shot of espresso in the morning and, you know, the rainbow after a storm or whatever. And it's just going to change my life for the better. I don't know if I've met her yet, Maybe I have.
Maybe.
But for now, I've kind of given her this name, and her name's Gracie.
Imagine her name is really Gracie.
That'll be it's crazy because now every Gracie that I meet, I'm like,
oh hi. Is it you?
Like, hi, Gracie. Like, lovely to meet you. You know,
they never know. They immediately have additional brownie points.
Yes, 100%.
For just being called Gracie.
Immediately, they are like, yeah.
In your eyes.
Above the echelon of anyone else, you know, if your name's Gracie.
This is for you.
I know we haven't even met yet, but you've been filling up the space in my head every minute, every second. Oh, I've got all these questions, yeah. Are you a blonde or brunette? Part of me wants to know, but I don't want to guess where we'll meet, online or on the street, or through a mutual friend that says that we're meant to be. Oh, I've been let down so many times, I can tell wrong from right, I know it. If someone's out there feeling the same, I don't care if I have to wait. Oh, when I find Gracie, I know that you'd be the one to save me from my broken heart. Come take me far away from loneliness, hoping that somebody like you exists. Oh, Gracie, I know it's delusional, but maybe you could play that part. Come take me far away from loneliness, only you can show me what I missed, yeah. Will it be love at first sight? Or have I known you since grade five? But our stars have been aligned. I play our future in my dreams. Oh, I'm hoping that it's closer than right now it seems to be, yeah. Oh, I've been let down so many times, I can tell one from right, I know it. If someone's out there feeling the same, I don't care if I have to wait. Oh, when I find Gracie, I know that you'd be the one to save me from a broken heart. Come take me far away from loneliness, hoping that somebody like you exists. Oh, Gracie, I know it's delusional, but maybe you can play that part. Come take me far away from loneliness, hoping that somebody like you exists. Oh, Gracie, yeah. Oh, Gracie, yeah. Oh, Gracie, yeah. Only you can show me, only you can show me, Gracie. I know that you'd be the one to save me from my broken heart. Take me away from my loneliness, or take me away, or take me away, yeah, Gracie. I know it's delusional, but maybe you can play that part. Come take me far away from loneliness, only you can show me what I've missed. Oh, Gracie, yeah. Oh, Gracie, yeah. Oh, Gracie, yeah. Only you can show me, only you can show me, Gracie. I know that you'd be the one to save me from my broken heart. Come take me far away from my loneliness, hoping that somebody like Gracie exists.
Dames en heren, Will Lindley op die groot trek met Gracie. Weet je wat kikker my vandag op?
Willie
Lindley in die huis.
Ja, kom on.
Listen, it's so nice to know there's young people making music, and they're so grounded, and they've got so much talent and energy.
Yeah. Do you know who you should do a duet? Do you call it
collaboration?
Yes.
Collaboration
is just a fancy word for duet.
Whatever.
Duet is a classical word. Never mind. Die Pisangskille. Have you met them?
Yes. Two boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I met them in J-Bay last year.
Where you guys have exactly the same energy and excitement for life, and you good guys, and I think they must do a collaboration.
Yes.
Dingeni Swinney.
That would be very, very nice.
And it can be Afrikaans, English. I really think you should. I think it'll be cool.
Hey,
then you can break into the Afrikaans market.
In my short shorts.
And then you'll find...
In my khaki.
You'll find your Afrikaans Gracie.
Oh, sorry. There's our plan.
That's
our plan.
Will, but do you schmark a bit of Afrikaans music every now and again?
Yeah.
You know, do you jam out to Kaptein?
I have a very embarrassing story. So I, in my first year at Stellenbosch, Also, you must tell me to shush if I
No, you must come. You must come.
But when I was in first year at Stellenbosch, I'd learned a couple Sorki moves, and I was like, I'm going to go Sorki. I'm going to find myself an Afrikaans Macy, and ik sal by Opskop gaan, which was the jaw that played Sorki music, and I'm going to go to Opskop. So I went to Opskop with two of my Afrikaans mates, and we walk in, and there's a lot of short shorts and fellies, and I was there in my white sneakers and my rolled up jeans, you know. And I walked in and went to the bar, got a Brandewijn and Coke, as I knew I had to, you know, I couldn't be at the jaw and not be having a Brandewijn and Coke. And then, you know, everyone's kind of standing a little bit on the side and then waiting for like the guy to come up and say, you know, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go. So I like, you know, finished my drink and I was like, okay, come on, Will, you got this. You've learned your moves. Let's go. And I walked up to someone. I said, so you met my Sorki? And she's like, yeah, sure. So we started talking, and within 30 minutes, I think she was leading me. And then we stopped and she just looked at me. She went, is she at Engels? And I went, yeah. And she just walked away. She just left me in the middle of the dance floor. So I'm slowly getting back into learning how to Sorki. So,
was a meanie. She must have been Cape Townian.
Listen,
she gave him 30 minutes though, at least.
30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Hey, yeah. And she was quick to give me back. But I respect it, you know. That then meant that I went home and like learned.
Yes,
so now if I were to Sorki, I can.
Now you can Sorki better.
I can throw down.
Well, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, I remember this English guy asking me to dance on a Teens Jordaan song, and it was the longest song in the world. It must have been 6 or 7 or 8 minutes long, and I felt too bad.
Yes.
To ask him, can we stop? Mm. But
so no. Will just got a baddie. I had a meanie gekry.
Yeah.
Some of the dance.
Yeah, shame. But okay, so you've worked on your moves since then.
I've worked.
Did you work on your self-confidence since then?
Oh, no, listen. I'm a very confident young guy. I'm like, that didn't
she
knock
didn't
me
break
down.
You.
That was fine. I went up to someone straight after and I was like, sorry, you met my Sorki. I was like, I need to practice. You know, I need to get this right.
But tell us now about the Afrikaans music. Do you listen to any? What is your vibes?
Apple, a little bit. I mean, I love. I mean, I've played a lot of like the Lief te Buddy Dums.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's been a lot cool. of Jevels Fantastisch.
Yeah. Jevels, Francois. Mm. I've kind of like crossed paths with him, which has been really cool.
And he's a nice so guy, isn't he?
Oh, they're the awesome best. Guy, they're the best. They're so sweet. Mm. I really haven't met someone in that Afrikaans space that I haven't enjoyed. Mm. Even like Donnie and the Spookwolf guys, epic.
Yes.
I'm playing Drumland Fierce in like 2 weeks here in Pretoria at so Botanical Gardens, so maybe okay. you can.
Yeah, I'll come there.
That'll be a nice gig.
Listen, what else is happening for Willie?
Yeah, so rest of the year we're very busy with gigs. We are basically up in Josie every weekend, and then throughout December we all up the Garden Route. So if anyone's like J-Bay, Plett, Neisner.
It's a lot of little Saint festivals Francis. Happening around that side.
Yeah.
Over classic. December. Yeah.
Classic. And then Cape Town for New Year's Eve. And then heading off on mission trip beginning of Jan, which will be nice. That's kind of like a little bit of a holiday for me. And then into the year, off to LA in February. So
wow,
we'll see how that goes.
So because tell us a bit about that mission trip in January. Is that where you're your tanky full, Mark?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what's tanky? And I was like, that's tank, William. Come on.
Yeah.
It's this epic village in Durban called Live Village, which was started about 12 years ago by Titch Jones and his wife. And now is run by a guy named Jono and Karita, his wife. Mm. And they are the most incredible people, but it's more so obviously about the village and the kids. And it's a foster village for children that... Mm. Either aren't in touch with have either like lost family figures in their life or are just like not in touch with close family, and there's about 8 cluster homes, and there's these women that volunteer, and they are mothers 24/7 365
wow.
days a year, and they basically just take these kids in as their own, and it's a beautiful space, and God's so present there, which is you know, you go there and you can just feel the tangibility of Christ, and that's epic. But going there, you know, it really is it's a testament to like it's more blessed to give than to receive, and you go ready to serve, and you leave kind
with
of
so
feeling, yeah, it feels you feel selfish in a sense. You kind of leave going like, oh my gosh. But yeah, we basically just run a holiday clinic for the kids to kind of give the mums a little bit of a break for a couple hours.
Oh, so you
in the
go
day.
Play soccer and
yeah,
puppies or whatever it is.
Everything, that, amazing yeah. race. Basketball, you name it, we
oh,
do it.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah. So it's epic.
So your career took off like a firework.
House on fire.
Yes. What is like the big dream?
What a question. And it's something that I've been wrestling with over the last like few weeks, because I can get philosophical and be like, dream versus purpose and what's the important thing. But I think for me, within this space, I feel like this is a space that God's put me in, and I feel like for me, all I want to do is just to glorify Him in everything I do. And so ultimately, I know that it's not in my hands. So hey, would I love to be able to headline a show at Sunbet Arena and Grand West Arena in Cape Town and to be touring around Europe playing to thousands of people? But I think I've found comfort in understanding that, like, if that's not meant to be, if that's not the end goal for me, then that's okay. But ultimately, the dream is to uplift young musicians within South Africa and give musicians a voice, because I think that there are so many guys right now that are starting to come up and that are really creating names for themselves, which is amazing. It's like Bushle G, Zubin,
love him.
Ben Rodriguez, he's amazing. You know, there's all these epic young artists coming into the space, but I think that people need mentors that I was lucky enough to have, that a lot of people above me didn't have.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that there's just a lot of times when musicians have been taken advantage of, and I just want to create a space that allows for conversation and for people to be able to really be protected in such a scary industry when you first come into it, and you can be like a deer in the headlights, which was I was and I still am in a lot of
so
spaces.
For now, Will Lindley is just present in the moment and enjoying every second of it.
Hey, come on.
Listen, it's been amazing. Such a pleasure, but an hour has flown by, and thank you for the cool music. Thank you for coming to visit us. Next time you're here, sometime next year, if you're not jet setting across the world, please come and pop in again. Come say how's it. You got a family here now. We'll get you those fatties and clean short shorts.
Next time you come.
Can't wait. Can't wait for that. But thank you for taking time and making some music with us this afternoon.
Nice.
We really, really do appreciate it.
100%. Thank you.
Klemiki, Will Lindley, Nofio, Willie Lindley, Ashi Afrikaansis. Just because I called you, Groot FM.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam Dobie en Nina. 3 tot 6. Net hier op die Groot Trek. Op Groot FM 90.5.